Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a beautiful day. We've got Ann Swerdfeger on the line from Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great, Ann. It's been a terrific season with the Stratford Festival. We've still got more shows coming up and more shows to talk about. But first off, we've got more Me and Form events, big ones happening this weekend.
We do. The Chicago Tribune arrives today. So that's Chris Jones, and he is coming at the same time as Peter Marks. Now, Peter Marks is a very active critic on social media. He's just retired from the Washington Post. He's going to be freelancing. He has a great podcast. So Chris Jones, Peter Marks, terrific duo coming to town today. And together they are going to do a forum event on Friday about The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, the Edward Albee play, and I'm really, really keen to listen to these two incredibly talented critics talk about this kind of difficult and different play, but enjoying a really incredible production at the Studio Theater right now. It's going to be opening next weekend, so that's going to be really thrilling, and then the next day on Saturday morning, so that was Friday morning, and then on Saturday morning, Chris Jones is going to speak to a couple of experts about Albee, Miller, and Ibsen, three fabulous 20th century playwrights. And is Ibsen 20th century? I might have that one in the wrong time frame there.
We won't hold you to it, Anne. We won't hold you to that.
And I really want to point to special guests star Diana LeBlanc, who's coming to speak at that event. And again, this is Saturday morning, July 27th. Diana is an absolutely incredible Canadian artist, a winner of a Lifetime Achievement Award, the Governor General's Performing Arts Award. She is a performer. She was in the opening of Richard III at the new Tom Patterson Theater, but she's a noted director, and I'm sure many people will remember her incredible direction of Edward Albee's Three Tall Women, Martha Henry's final performance, which we did in 2021, and we were so, all of us, so fortunate to see that. But Diana is the only director at Stratford, and probably in a lot of places, who has directed Albee, Miller, and Ibsen plays here for us at the festival. So she's going to have a fantastic view on those three writers, and in concert with Chris Jones, who's an amazing moderator, it's going to be a really fascinating discussion.
There you go. Me and Form events, again, featuring the Chicago Tribune at Stratford. You can go to stratfordfestival.ca to pick up tickets and get details on that. And we've got more shows opening, Anne.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We are getting to see plays in dress rehearsal because of my job. We have to take photographs and oftentimes some footage of those shows. So get that hope. Is in previews now. That's newly in previews as of Sunday. An incredible show written by Andrea Scott, directed by Andre Sills. Andrea wrote it when she was doing a sort of, not an internship, but can't think of what it's called. She had special funding to come and study at the festival and learn through experience.
Sure.
And she is also an incredibly talented writer of plays and TV shows. She's just back from LA where she's been writing a show. And she saw when she was here back, I don't know, before the pandemic, that's for sure, she saw Long Day's Journey and Tonight.
Right.
And she thought, I wonder what it'd be like to write this about, but based on the experience of a Jamaican Canadian family like her own. So she has written an incredible script for that. I highly recommend going to see it. And it's at the Studio Theater, as I said. And then we, on Sunday, I'm going to get my first sneak peek of Salesman in China. And I cannot wait to see this. It is about the time in 1983, I think, when Arthur Miller traveled to Beijing to put on a Chinese production of Death of a Salesman. And this play is based on his diaries and the diaries of Ying Rusheng, who was the actor who played Willie Loman in that production. And it was not a clash of cultures, but it was a coming together of cultures and a time when they each were examining their sort of stock responses to characters of the other race. I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. It's a fabulous script. We do group readings of these scripts when we're preparing to market and promote them. So early on, and I got to read the part of Arthur Miller. So I'll tell you, I wasn't very good.
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm sure you were terrific.
I can't wait to get a peek of it. It's being presented in English and in Mandarin, and there are subtitles or surtitles for both of those languages throughout. I just can't wait. It's a huge undertaking. It's a Stratford Festival commission. It's got 22 actors in it. All but three of those are Chinese actors who will be speaking their own language, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, we look forward to your review or your sneak peek in that. And again, this is Stratford Festival, always thought provoking, always fascinating, and always just coming up with incredible shows, something like Salesman in China. So there you go. Again, details with stratfordfestival.ca. And just before we let you go, my goodness, last Saturday, my son currently lives in Michigan, was here in town. We took in Something Rotten at the Stratford Festival, and my gosh, Anne, what a fantastic production. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like the time of your life in the theater, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Again, rave reviews. In fact, my son actually posted a review on, was it Facebook Stories or something like that, and he put down absolutely incredible. 10 stars across the board. The costuming is impeccable. The vocal talent is out of this world. The dance choreo spectacular. The music is so much fun. Set design, lighting are creative and dynamic, and the energy is magnificent. While the lead talent cannot be overstated, the chorus line is absolutely electric, the best I've seen. If you get a chance to see the show, you shan't regret it. I don't
That's fantastic. Do you know that at this point in the season, we've had more than 4,000 people come and see the show more than once?
Oh my God, yes. I can believe it, because it's a show. There's so much music and so much content. You want to see that show again.
You really do. Someone came up to Donna the other day and said it was their ninth time seeing it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can believe it. So again, and the great news is that Something Rotten, along with Le Cage, have been extended through November. So you've been hearing this and saying, oh gosh, you know, the tickets probably sold out. Check the website for tickets.
Yeah, they're not sold. We've had some great sold-out houses the last few days, and I'm sure people in the community are feeling that. I needed to make a restaurant reservation and couldn't get one for today or tomorrow for the number of people I needed. And so those full houses, seeing all the traffic, seeing the parking lots fill up, it's really good news. And Something Rotten has a lot to do with that, as does La Cage aux Folles, both of which are extended to the middle to later November, which is really, you know, we love to get that news, don't
Absolutely.
We?
And just a shout out for Dan Shamroy in Something Rotten. He is such a delight, I'm telling you.
He is, isn't he? It's just hilarious. I'm so glad you were able to get to see it. And your son came and gave us such a great review. We want to get those kind of reviews out there on social media.
You bet. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks, Ann.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.